Everybody,
we're back.
We're back once again. It's a little pocket awareness.
Yeah, just a little.
We're back on the usual day, the usual Saturday, the usual.
Well, so I think we're going to try and make sure that we get everything in at the beginning of the week now.
Yeah, huh? we saw your response.
We liked what we saw.
We liked what we saw, so we're definitely going to try to get you out earlier. This week, we usually had to keep the same schedule, but we are going to try to get it out to you guys earlier so you get more content. During the week.
Earlier during the week. You can break some stuff down on your own during
the week. Exactly. Yep. Get some good breakdowns from us as well. And you can compare and contrast whatever you want to compare and contrast. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we appreciate you guys listening last week. It's a good show.
This one's going to be even better.
I believe so. We got a lot of quarterback talk. Got a lot of the playoffs are coming up. We're getting closer to playoff time. We got 4 games left. It's December.
We got 5 games left.
Well, we still got 5 games.
We got 5 games left.
It's December.
The Saints and the
Cowboys.
The Cowboys. They don't have 5 games left. They have 4 games.
Yeah.
Left.
So we definitely could talk about the game. Thursday night game. Drew Brees and Dak Prescott had a little battle. Dak came on top.
See, I don't think we can say Drew and Dak had a battle.
QB win, bro.
I think we can say that defense had a battle with Drew, and that defense won.
Dak 7-5 on the year, Chris.
Marcus, wasn't it you who said that QB wins don't matter anymore?
No, they don't.
I think you said that last week.
That's why I'm saying this right now. I'm just making a joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you want to see me react. You just want a reaction out of me.
It's a QB win, bro. 7-5, uh-huh. Right? 7-5 on the year.
Okay.
It's funny because even if you do talk about Dak, you know, people are going to start bringing up his record because he hasn't had a losing season yet because he went 9-7 last year, 13-3. He probably has a pretty good record now that I think about it.
I can't
as
do
a
that.
Winning record.
I can't do it, Marcus.
I really can't either. I really can't either because watching that game, he definitely didn't help them win. No. Let's just say that. No. Maybe the first quarter. I'll give him the first quarter, second half, this first half.
He
played pretty decent.
I'm sorry. This win is completely owned by that defense.
Oh, 100%. I 100% agree. I still think I can't say
that.
In the first half, Dak played. He played pretty good the first half. He did. The second half, he did not play well. And he still runs to sacks a lot. And does he have small hands or something? I don't know. He's like Dave Craig or something. He loves to fumble.
I think he's in that same world like Cousins is, where there's just something about their awareness
in the pocket. Yeah, he doesn't really have that much
awareness
in the pocket. That's why he fumbles all the time.
They don't move the ball well inside their core.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who's running those quarterback drills. Like, there's a guy that's supposed to be smacking you with a dummy with a little pad that's supposed to be moving you around. Like,
yeah.
You're supposed to gain this. You're playing in the NFL, man. Where's your awareness? Where are you?
You know, because seriously, he almost gave the game away. They're 13-10. They're driving. He fumbled and gave Drew Brees the ball back.
Well, I can't believe that Drew just decided, you know, I don't want it.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Saints offense and the struggles.
I can't even say the Saints offense, man. I think you really have to. If we're gonna talk about something, we got to talk about the defense.
Yeah, I mean the Cowboys defense was very special last night. They did a lot of cover one robber coverages, but they did do some cover two man as well. They did a little mixture of both. They either did cover one straight up, play man to man. They either did like a mixture cover one, cover three robber, or they played cover two.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they did. Mm-hmm. That was the basic coverages they did, and they just punched him in the mouth. Mm-hmm. And then D. Lawrence and that D line just dominated, which made him get rid of the ball quick.
Yeah,
when he really didn't want to.
He really wanted to hold on to it to just a little bit longer.
Someone
was going to come open for him.
Yeah, and that's how you stop. The Ravens are the only team that play this type of defense, right? They play where the safeties are shifting. You have no idea what the safeties are doing. You don't know what covers they're in until the snap, right? A lot of the times they're playing man underneath with two high safety, Tony Jefferson and Eric Weddle kind of roaming.
That's a combination.
It is.
Weddle and Jefferson. Those two guys with the experience that they have, and they're playing so well together for two guys that have just not even known each other through the course of their careers, just being able to come in and be on sync like that, it's impressive.
Yeah, and And that's when they do. They change up coverages on you. They what it'll look like he might be doing robber, and then snap, he just runs back and they're in cover two. And then or he might be just still in cover two. And the next thing, you know, Tony Jefferson is waiting for you to throw it in the middle of the field. And I think that's a lot what the Cowboys did last night. And I think that's how you stop these teams, man. You just gotta come up and punch them in the mouth. And I think one thing we kind of learned about Drew Brees and the Saints yesterday is that they really are kind of a dink and dunk offense. They really are. They're really, mm-hmm. I think they're a short dink and dunk kind mm-hmm. of offense mm-hmm. that hits you with the big play mm-hmm. every once in a while.
Lull you to sleep. Lull you to sleep. And then all of a sudden, Drew's not going to throw that little swing pass. He'll give you that little,
yeah.
Here comes a swing pass. Nope. Let me reset my feet. Let me square myself up to the line of scrimmage with my hips. Get that ball going.
Yeah, and they get it hit you everywhere. And they couldn't dink and dunk last night and get big chunk yards to add up to getting those big plays because mm-hmm. every time they dumped it off to Kamara, LVE was right in his face, smacking him in the face.
Well, when you don't miss tackles.
Yeah.
That's huge.
I know, especially that's with huge. Kamara. Kamara breaks tackles.
Yeah.
That's all he does, really. And the way that they were tackling last night was crazy. Jalen Smith, too.
It was a LVE. Clinic, man. That yeah. was a clinic.
Yeah, that was the best they've played all year. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they could play any better than that. I think they got all up for that game,
mm-hmm.
and they played some really, really great defense that mm-hmm. game. But, I mean, they might carry that confidence for the rest of the year, but...
Defensively, I think they might be able to carry that confidence. Offensively, I don't see it.
No. No, I think offensively, they're going to beat somebody in the playoffs, I think. I think that maybe that first game. Well, they better get a home game.
They better get a home game. Oh, yeah, because they're going to – if they keep this up, they're going to win the division. They'll get that one home game.
And they could probably beat a team like the Vikings. Well, no. I don't know. I don't know if they could beat the Vikings with Dak on third down.
Nope. Not against the Vikings.
Not against Zimmer.
Not against a lot of teams. I'm going to be honest. Once you get to the playoffs, those teams that are in the playoffs – you got to take it to another level.
Yeah.
Even if it's a wild card game. Even if you got somebody walking into your building. Let's use their last two playoff appearances. Who came into their building last time? You can't Packers. Let a man like Aaron Rodgers into the building. Because he will take his opportunities like he did in the past.
Well, I mean, they're going to have to win on the road anyways because they're going to finish like 9-7. So they're going to have to be on the road.
The
Cowboys.
But if they win the division, they're getting that first game at home.
But I mean,
but you're right. Yes, after that first initial game, everything else would
which
be
we'll on. Talk about later. We'll get to the Vikings later. But I just right now they'll be playing the Vikings.
Right now, yes,
they will be playing the Vikings.
Yes, and the Bears. No, are they the Bears three? Or are they the four?
So the Bears are three. See,
so if the Bears are three, then the Bears, yeah, the Bears would get the Redskins. And because that's where it is right now.
Yeah.
Right now, with the Bears being three and the Cowboys being four. They would get the first wild card team, which is the Vikings.
They're not going to get in.
No.
They're not in.
No.
They have no line. They have.
They don't have a quarterback.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they got a guy who can kind of
give you a couple starts.
Yeah, he can try and keep the boat afloat. But
yeah, we call them spot starters because once they get to the third game.
Then there's all that tape, and it's like, yeah.
No, it's just like Nick Mullins. What happened to Nick Mullins? That
come on,
quickly.
We kind of made it quickly.
You kind of knew. Yeah,
kind of knew what he did for those two games. That was special, and that's a unique opportunity. And God, would I give anything in the world to be in his shoes?
Yeah, it's true. That is true. But you know, Drew really was shook last night. I thought he was shook as hell. I was watching the game today, and I was just trying to see what coverage is because we were going to talk about cover two man a lot today. And we've been talking about that actually for a couple weeks mm-hmm, about that mm-hmm. coverage. And
you put a nice article together.
Yeah, I put a nice article about the Ravens and how they shut down the Saints. And the Cowboys didn't copy it exactly, but they kind of did because it's all about getting pressure with four with the Saints and playing tough man coverage in the back.
Yep. Four, press man, two over the top.
Yeah, and that's how you. And that's really how you.
And you got a linebacker in the middle of the field who can get sideline to sideline in a drop of a hat.
Or you do that robber like the Cowboys did, and have that guy roam in the middle because it stops all the crossing routes and And Drew Brees needs time. He does. And that line was kind of down yesterday, but it had him shook. I could tell his feet were like getting a little jittery.
I think that's also that plays into. I mean, you and I were talking about this a little earlier. The elite quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And they've seen everything.
Mm-hmm.
And this wasn't anything new for Drew. He wasn't sitting there going, oh, they took me by surprise. I didn't see that this was coming.
Yeah.
He knew it was coming.
Yeah.
I think that with quarterbacks like him, those top five elite quarterbacks, they're going to hold on to that football.
Yeah.
Because they're going to anticipate something coming open.
Yeah.
And if the defensive line gets pressure the way that they do, he's not going to have that opportunity to get that ball where he wants to. He's not going to have the time necessary to do exactly what he wants. And I think that's just the way that those guys think. They know what they're going to do to beat that kind of a defense.
Yeah.
And they're not going to I don't need to check it down. I know it's going to break open. Just give me half a second longer.
Yeah, half a second longer.
And then that half a second's not there. And they're like, damn.
Yeah.
Man, I was waiting for it. It was going to happen. And just I ran out of time.
Yeah. And you could totally tell, man. The way the game went on, he was starting to anticipate the pressure. You could tell. He could kind
of. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just human nature. After a certain amount of time of the same thing happening over and over again, you're not going to just drop back there and say, well, you know, they stop people in the past. Like, my eye's not going to drop down right away, and I'm going to look over my shoulder real fast. Did the left tackle just get beat real bad on the edge? Do I need to check that every time now? Now my eyes aren't downfield, and I can't anticipate my throw because I'm focusing a little bit more over my shoulder.
Yeah.
Now I got to get back to that. You know, that just it throws off the timing.
Yeah, getting punched in the face will do that to you, man.
Absolutely. Sometimes. Absolutely.
Wake you up. Wake up, Drew. But I think he'll bounce back. I think they're still going to go like 13-3 or something.
Oh yeah.
But
if they lose one more.
I think they messed up on field though.
Yeah, they gave it back to the Rams because the Rams beat them and they had.
I doubt
the
Rams lose again.
I don't think the Rams will lose either.
They're probably not going to lose again. I don't know who they. I don't even know who they're playing, but I doubt it. They had to play the Seahawks twice, and they got to play the Cardinals.
No, they're not playing the Seahawks. They're done with the Seahawks.
I know, so they got the Niners probably again, I think.
They have they got the Eagles
So they got the Lions this week. And then
they got the Lions.
The Bears is their tough game. Their tough game.
Is it the Lions this week? I thought the Lions were last week.
No, they got the Lions this week.
So they got the Lions this week. They got the Bears at some point.
Next week. That's next week. They got the Bears.
And then I'm assuming division games.
What these teams can't do, though, Chris, is mess around and let the Bears get home field. That's what these teams cannot do. So they need to.
I don't want to have New Orleans. If they get home field, they're not losing. They're going straight to the Super Bowl.
For sure.
Hands down, I truly believe that.
100%.
I don't feel that way about the Rams.
I don't either.
I do not feel that way about the Bears.
I do.
I do not feel that way about Dallas.
They're not going to get home field, but yeah, sure.
Right. I'm not saying that they're going to, but if there's a team, if there are teams in the, there's two teams in the NFC East, right? Or I'm sorry, in the NFC. Well, there's two teams in the NFC that I for sure feel if they get home field advantage, it's almost a Super Bowl. It's the Saints and it's the Vikings.
But the Vikings aren't going to get home field either.
No, they're not. They're not going to, but I'm saying if they ended up with the number one seed,
Chris,
and I'm not saying it's going to happen.
You got to think. I think you're sleeping on the Bears for one reason, and you're forgetting one thing. What is the main thing that happens in Chicago?
Yeah, it gets cold in the winter, and then the defense has under control. I'm going to tell you what. Mitch Trubisky, in his first year making the playoffs, is not going
to
take them.
He won't need to play good if it's cold.
Well, they don't have a running game.
Yes, they do.
Howard is averaging 2 yards a carry.
We've watched him have two 1,300-yard seasons back-to-back, Chris.
He can't do it this year.
It doesn't matter.
And Cohen's not running the ball. He's just catching little dump offs out of the backfield. They don't have a running game.
We've seen Jordan Howard do it.
They don't have an offensive line.
We've seen Jordan Howard do it.
I'm just telling you, this year.
So he can do it. You don't act like he can't, because if he all it takes is for him to get a little hot.
He's not going to get
hot. We never see him in the playoffs. He might just step it up. You never know.
He's not going to get hot. I'm telling you, Marcus. This is why I feel this way about the Bears. Yes, I will agree with you. That defense is fantastic. But that defense consistently this year gets stuck on the field in the second half and runs out of gas at the end of the fourth quarter, and they lose those games.
Chris, just think about this, though. You're telling me that Drew Brees or Jared Goff, let's say the Bears went out, just hypothetically, which they could.
Yeah.
They could win out,
right?
Let's say they do. They get 13-3, Saints, and they beat the Rams, and then the Rams lose one more time for some cheap way, and they're both 13-3, and the Saints are 13-3, and everybody's 13-3, right? And the Bears get home field.
Okay.
You're telling me that Drew Brees,
yep,
who has never been good outside,
okay,
is going to go into Chicago
mm-hmm.
when it's 10 degrees.
Yep.
And he's going to win. Or Jared Goff.
Hold up. Here.
Has Jared Goff ever even played in 30 degree weather?
That's an interesting statement that you make there. But I'm going to get to you on that Drew Brees topic.
Okay.
Okay. When the Saints won the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
where was the NFC Championship game?
In New Orleans.
Are you sure?
Yes, 100%. Look it up.
I'm pretty sure that NFC Championship game was in Chicago.
They lost that game.
Oh, was that the year that Sexy Rexy took them?
Yeah.
It was at the end of the game. Something fluky happened.
Exactly, because Drew Brees was in.
Drew
Brees on the road is Drew Brees on the road. We've seen it for 20 years now. We all know what it is.
I don't know. There's something.
We just watched it last night. I mean. And this is a perfect lead into Big Ben, because I think I love to talk about Big Ben on the road and Big Ben at home, because I think he's dropped my headphones. Sorry about that, guys. But I think he's
the
same.
We can cut that.
Yeah, we can cut that. I think he's the same as Drew Brees in the home and away thing. I think they're like the ultimate homers.
Really?
Homers. You take Ben away from his home, he is a totally different quarterback. And I think Drew Brees is the same way. And it kind of showed up last night, because if they were in New Orleans, that's a totally different game.
That's how it works with defenses. Like, they are always stronger at home. Always.
But I feel better with Aaron Rodgers going into Chicago and winning a game.
No, because he's done it multiple times.
Multiple times, right?
He said that too in his last press conference when they're talking about what do you need to do.
Yeah.
Well, we got to win this week and the next week. Like, I mean, we've gone to Chicago. We won in Chicago. I'm not worried about Chicago. And you know what my favorite part is on that? He is so right. Because what did he do? He beat them down 20 points on one leg this year.
That's true.
So I like that confidence.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, somebody like him could go into Chicago and win. But Drew Brees.
You don't think Drew's, Jared don't Goff, think Drew's got it?
Jared Goff in 5-degree weather?
We don't know. We've never seen it. We don't know.
But they want to. Those teams want to throw the ball.
Well, no.
Especially the Rams.
Well,
the Rams don't want to run the
ball. We'll see. I'm going to hit you with it.
Okay.
I'm going to hit you with the we'll see.
Okay.
Because I'm sorry, with a guy like Gurley. In those type of conditions.
Is McVay smart enough to do that, though? How late?
I would think so.
Are you already down 14-0 because you're trying to throw in the cold with your little play-action passes that you like to do in the beginning of the game? Are you already down 14-0? Does he already throw a pick? Does Eddie Jackson already take a house him?
Shoot, Eddie Jackson, man. That guy,
does he already house him?
That guy's got more touchdown receptions than receivers, man.
I know. And then it's 14-0, right? And then what do you got to do then? Are you going to keep running the ball? What is Sean McVay going to do? We don't know.
No, we don't know.
Exactly.
There's a lot of unknown with what's going to happen with the LA team on the road in the playoffs. There's a lot of unknown.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they got a lot of personnel that can kind of handle a situation like that. They're getting Talib back. He played in Denver. They got Peters on the other side. He played in Kansas City. You got Sue. I mean, yeah, he was in a dome in Detroit, but he played in Detroit. I think that defense can hang in the cold weather.
We'll see, man.
We'll see.
But
hit it with a stamp right there.
We'll
stamp
see.
Of approval.
Boom.
A little
we'll
pocket
see.
Awareness.
Boom.
We'll see.
And then, let's get into Big Ben now.
Yeah.
I think it's a good time to transition into Big Ben, like I said earlier, because I think he's kind of the same way, because we just watched him on a road game.
Oh, what is he doing?
He's...
Where did that
He's
panic?
Awful on the road.
That was sheer panic on that throw. Why? Not only was it awful and you got a defensive tackle picking that ball up.
Yeah.
But Robbie was right behind. Like, he undercut Antonio Brown's route and like he would have picked it. Even if the defensive tackle.
Oh,
he would have gone the complete other way. Because he was getting all the way to the sideline. And Antonio Brown, if he's the only one that could run him down.
Yeah, but he's going backwards and Roby's going
right.
forward.
No, you're right. You're right. And you know what's funny?
What
did Big Ben do after the game? What did he say?
I forgot what he said.
I'll tell you what he said.
What?
Antonio Brown, you know, he should have cut that route a little more shallow. He blamed it on Antonio Brown. He took no responsibility.
He threw James Washington under the bus too. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, he threw him under the bus because he did an unnecessary dive, and he was like, "If he didn't dive, he just has to run through it. If he just runs through it, then it's a totally different game." And then,
he also said, "Yeah, Antonio, he should have run a shallower route. But if I had it really up to me, I would have thrown it to Juju four times in a row." He said he would much rather have thrown the ball four times to Juju.
What's up with Antonio? I didn't hear about this, man.
They've been beefing. Like, I thought it was just kind of like a QB giving his receiver a hard time. But I think Ben hates how much attention Antonio gets.
It's wild.
I really think that he's just that big of a diva.
Like why does
he... this is my team. Like, do you see what happened to Le'Veon? When he started being a diva, he's not there. I'm here. And then Antonio had his blow-ups on the sideline earlier in the season. And now he's just like, I think this has been a long time. And it's finally starting to get into the public. And that's an organization that does not let things get out into the public.
Yeah.
And I think it's just been so bad that it's finally creeping out there.
I don't think calling people out is a good thing.
I don't think so either.
It's calling your wide receivers out and calling people out. That doesn't give them confidence.
No, it's situationally, I think it can be done in the right way, but you gotta know who you have.
Like, not after you threw a pick to the goddamn.
I agree with you. Big Ben needs to shut his damn mouth because he has no room to be slandering anybody right now.
We all saw the D-tackle fall back.
Oh my God.
We all saw it.
And it looked like he saw the defensive end crashing, and he was supposed to give the ball to Connor. Is what it looked like to me, because he the way that he was holding the ball, he had his hands over the point of the football that was in Connor's chest.
Yeah,
and it looked like the way that he rolled his wrists and started adjusting the ball in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't supposed to go down like that. I think he did that to try and save Connor from not getting into the end zone. But it wasn't a fourth down play. So I don't understand his thought process. It looked very panicked to me. And then he threw off his back foot, and it was an awful throw. I think he just went into pure panic mode.
Yeah, it was awful. It was awful. I thought he played awful for most of the game. I don't think he's playing that good for the whole season, to be honest. I think he's playing pretty – I think he's regressed a lot. I mean, we talk about Eli and regressing – Big Ben, he's just on a really damn good team.
Yeah, you're right.
Defense is good, too.
I think if you put Eli in the same situation, you get the same numbers.
I'm not going that far.
Why not?
I'm not.
Eli's made a career out of that. Eli has made a career out of that.
I can't do that, man. I'm not going that far. I'm not rolling with you on that one, Chris. I don't believe it. Phillip Rivers, yeah.
All right. I think Phillip Rivers might have done better than what Big Ben did.
If Phillip Rivers played for the Steelers, you think he has two Super Bowls?
I think he has more.
You think he had? You probably are right.
I think that game against the Packers might have gone differently.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Or, yeah.
He's not throwing that pick six to Nick Collins.
That's true. That is very true.
So, I mean, that would have been an interesting switch, a career flop.
Yeah.
Switch those two guys. I don't think we talk about Big Ben the way that we do.
I mean, because the Chargers are a crappy franchise altogether. I mean, they fired Marty Schottenheimer at the 14-2 because
they couldn't get past the Jets.
Yeah.
Stupid. So stupid. 14-2.
No, they lost to the Pats. That's what it was.
Did they finally get past the Jets and then they were in the AFC Championship against the Patriots?
They were the best team. They were 14-2.
Right. They had LT. This is the last year of LT, right?
No. It's not the last year. This is the year LT.
Was it Jet?
Broke the record. The touchdown record, 06.
Oh.
Phillip Rivers' first year as a starter.
Okay.
And he was playing under Marty Schottenheimer, and they went 14-2. And then the Patriots, who weren't that good that year, they went into San Diego, and then Tom Brady threw a pick, and the guy fumbled. He picked it off, and then he fumbled, and the Patriots got the ball back, and they went and scored. And then the Chargers drove down the field, and they're going to tie the game. Of course, Marty Schottenheimer, being Mr. Conservative that he always has been, played for the field goal, and he missed it. And that was like the end of Marty Schottenheimer. That was the end. That was the end of Marty Ball.
Marty Ball.
Marty Ball was done at that point. No more Marty Ball. But yeah.
God, they win one. they never leave San Diego.
What, the Super Bowl?
That football team. They never leave San Diego if they win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, if they don't get...
You're not going to move a team that's won a Super
Bowl. Ball probably only lasts about two more years anyways.
No, well, yeah, but I'm saying, you don't... There, what franchises do you know moved after winning a Super Bowl?
The Rams. St. Louis Rams? That's the only one I can think of. They did
move. Yeah, that's a good point.
They did move.
Right, I'm going to shut up real fast right now.
Well, but the thing is, the difference, St. Louis didn't have to move. They moved because they wanted to move.
They wouldn't give them a stadium.
Yeah, the city of St. Louis wasn't going to give them a stadium. You didn't know that?
I thought it was because they wouldn't give them a stadium.
No, they got it passed through the city of St. Louis to have that stadium funded.
Really?
And that Stan Kroenke was like, nope, I'm out.
Dang.
Let's go to L.A.
Dang. Well, yeah. I can't blame them.
I can't either, but like it's still messed up because the city. Yeah, of course they're hardcore Rams fans. They went to Super Bowl, two Rams, greatest show on turf. They're probably, yeah, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. They want to keep that team, you know, but it's not like the Raiders, like because Oakland wouldn't give up public funds, but the St. Louis did.
Right, right. Well, did you see, I'm sorry to do this to you.
What?
You see what the new baseball stadium is going to look like in Oakland?
No, I didn't see it.
Ooh, Marcus, that looks good.
I've heard this is the 15th replica of a stadium,
though. Diamond by the Sea.
I heard this is like the 15th replica. Nobody believes it. Nobody in Oakland actually
really
believes it's
it. It looks good.
Yeah.
If they go through with that, wow. They got to do something. The Coliseum just, it won't stay above water. That thing's flooded every single year.
I mean, and the Warriors leaving too. They're going to San Francisco.
Oh, to do what? They're not going to San Francisco. They're going to San Jose. They're going to do what the Niners did.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to go to San Jose, but they're still going to be the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're just going a little south. They're not. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but the Coliseum is a piece of crap, man. This place needs to go away. It is. It is. I feel bad for even the baseball team even playing there. That's how much of a piece of crap that place is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're not wrong.
Man.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, but back to Big Ben.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. We got a little... I couldn't. We tangent sometimes. We go there sometimes. Let's get back to that conversation about elite quarterbacks.
Yeah, elite quarterbacks, and I think we're seeing a lot of elite quarterback progression this year. Besides Drew Brees.
No, you're right.
Besides Drew Brees,
those
Aaron
top
Rodgers
guys.
Has progressed a little bit. I mean, not too much. It's just enough, though.
It's enough that it's noticeable, and he's actually getting critiqued about it.
Yeah, it's enough. Tom Brady. I mean,
he's not getting critiqued about it, but he should be.
He is
not
though.
Throwing the ball well.
No, he's not.
He's not throwing the ball
well. He's not throwing the ball well at all.
Uh-uh.
But, I mean, we're going to act like he is.
Yeah, he's terrific.
And, like, I mean, Breeze looked really, really good, but he's on the best team out of all those guys. Mm-hmm. Let's be real. He's on the best team. Mm-hmm. Their team stacked everywhere. Young, stacked all around him. Mm-hmm. So he's been playing really well.
That trade for Eli Apple for the Saints?
Yeah.
Was the best move that they made the entire season.
It didn't look good last night.
Well, for the last 11 weeks. Well, so he hasn't been there for the full 11 weeks. But
yeah, I mean, he's played pretty well last.
As soon as he came in, that defense took it to another level.
He's played pretty well. He just had trouble with Michael Gallup last night. But, yeah.
Well, it's a guy that he didn't know a lot about.
Yeah.
That's a guy that the whole league doesn't know a lot about.
That's true. But he struggled with Eli. He struggled with Michael Gallup last night. But I don't know. I just think that the top guys that were used to being top guys are just
they're not
playing
there
as well.
Yeah, they're not playing. They're not playing to that level.
A whole new era of quarterbacks.
Well, is it that we're seeing a whole new era of quarterbacks? Are we finally seeing that defenses are taking that next step to combat the elite quarterback?
No. Because defenses suck this year, so I'm not going to give any defense any props besides the Ravens, the Cowboys, and that's about it. Other than that, Ravens, Cowboys.
Well, we're seeing a lot of the same game plans, though, against those elite quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You're seeing what you wrote about and what we've been talking about.
But I think that's the game plan to stop modern offense.
The modern offense? Yeah. Well, I don't think you need to run it as frequently if you're not playing against those elite quarterbacks. If you're playing against those elite quarterbacks, then I think that you see – that become the majority of your defensive calls. You're seeing those nickel defenses with linebackers in the middle of the field that can move sideline to sideline. You've got those athletic big cornerbacks stepping up into press coverage to prevent timing for any type of quick passing. And if they get beat, you got the two safeties over the top.
Okay.
So I think what we're seeing is the evolution of defensive play. You're not seeing the basic packages anymore. You're not seeing a 4-3. You're not seeing a 3-4. You're seeing those nickels.
Yeah.
You got four down linemen. Maybe you got two linebackers. Or you got a safety who's stepped down into the linebacker position. And you've got those, what is it? It's four corners, right? You got four corners, two safeties. You got three safeties, technically, because you got a safety playing a linebacker position. Was it Michael Barron? Is that his name for the Rams?
Yeah.
He's a safety. He was left Alabama as a safety. He started in the league as a safety in Tampa. And when he and he's now here in L.A.,
yeah.
He's a linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
You've got right here in Arizona, Jefferson.
Deion Buchanan. There's your thing about. You're thinking about Deion Buchanan.
McCarron?
Buchanan.
Oh, Buchanan. I'm sorry. Yes, Buchanan. Mm-hmm. Buchanan. Not Jefferson. He left Arizona and went to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Buchanan. He's a safety that they transitioned into he's a not, linebacker
he's,
role.
He's not good at it though.
Well, he looked like he was good at it and starting and, to get and, the and feel
then,
for it.
And then teams found out there he couldn't get off a block.
Yeah, well, because he's a safety and not a linebacker. But they're trying to use the same type of blueprint.
Yeah, I get it.
And I mean, you got guys that in Dallas that, gosh, Jalen Smith, man.
Yeah, Jalen Smith is a monster.
I really liked that pick for Dallas when it happened. And I understood that it was a waiting game for him to get back to being healthy. Yeah. That was a phenomenal pick.
Yeah,
that
was a phenomenal pick. That was a very
good pick. That guy is a linebacker, but man, he moves like a safety.
Yeah, speaking of elite quarterbacks, there's Mr. who they've wanted to be elite for years. And see if you know who I'm talking about.
Mr. Who they want to be elite for years?
Who do you think I'm talking about? Who is the media wanted to be elite?
Matthew Stafford.
No. Who's the other guy? They wanted to be elite for the longest time. He's been the chosen one.
He's been the chosen one?
Yeah. Andrew Luck, bro.
Oh, well, okay. See, I'm thinking about a guy who's just been awful that they wanted to be the elite.
No, but they...
Andrew Luck here is going to be comeback player of the year.
Oh, for sure.
You know, oh my God! Speaking of Andrew Luck,
I'm still skeptical though.
I'm sorry. He's got it. He's comeback player of the year.
And he's got it though.
He's got
Chris,
it.
Have you seen the pockets?
Have you seen
the pockets?
They did a phenomenal job.
You should
of
have,
drafting.
You should not have a 7.1 YPA with them damn pockets he's got.
They did a phenomenal job drafting in Indianapolis with that interior offensive line. What an absolute phenomenal job that they have done to give Andrew Luck that opportunity. But, I mean,
he's balling.
That's an understatement, dude.
He's balling right
that
now.
Is under, that's an understatement. You know what you need to do? Everybody needs to do themselves a favor. Get on Twitter and follow at Captain Andrew Luck. And it's CAPT Andrew Luck.
I've been following that
it is the best Twitter handle out there.
I mean, yeah, he's playing. He's playing well. I'll give him that.
Well, it's an understatement, Marcus. He's balling out. The guy is playing football.
He is, because his YPA is a lot higher. It's 9.8, 10.2.
I think he's finally starting to get into a groove, and he's confident in what he's capable of with his arm, and he found himself, and that offense is finding itself with him, and that defense has been playing so much better too.
Yeah.
So I think the
I'll give him that. Okay. Okay.
The Colts they're gonna
all right, Andrew.
They're gonna walk themselves.
I'm
into
a
the
fan
wild
of yours.
Card.
I'm a fan of yours, but you know I do think your 32 touchdowns is a little is your team not running the ball inside the 20. But you know, but
hey, you got to score you got to get in the end zone somehow. And you know what? I'm glad they're not running it in, cuz I got Ebron on my fantasy team and I need all those points that he can get. What's he got? 12? He's got 13 touchdowns.
Yeah. And he got 11.
11?
Yeah. It's a whole lot.
It's a ton.
He's still easily.
He hasn't put those numbers up in forever and ever.
He had 11 touchdowns
in his career.
Yeah, in Detroit, yeah.
In his career. And he did it in one season.
And now
it's not even done yet.
Because he can catch those softballs, bro. Those softballs.
I can't, man. Andrew, watching him throw the damn softballs is at every touchdown.
But he lands it. He lands it.
It's a perfectly placed softball right in the back of the end zone.
Uh-huh.
Perfectly placed in Eric Ebron's hands for a touchdown.
Uh-huh. It is.
The perfect read.
It is.
Perfect
he's
read.
Got that,
perfect area.
He's got that Chad Pennington.
He's
got that Chad Pennington.
He's Chad Pennington. That's too, to perfection.
Uh-huh.
Even that T.Y. Hilton pass he threw last game, that was perfectly on point. It was like 70 yards or something.
What game was that? That must have been a Tennessee game. He did that. Yes. Perfect.
Yeah.
That shit was in the air.
Running off the field going T. Why?
That throw was in the air for a long time. But it floated so long.
The man is making it work.
It floated so long that T.Y. just kept running. Like, it was the perfectly floated deep ball. It was just had the perfect just. It was like he did a mathematical equation. If I throw the ball with this type of velocity, I know I can't throw it as hard as I can. But if I throw it with this trajectory.
Dude, it's like defenders trying to play defense against that is the same thing as like a golfer who's used to like the professional golf. Tiger Woods can't putt when the green slows down.
Yeah.
Because he's used to those greens just being like so unbelievably fast that he's got the touch on the fast ones.
Yeah.
You put a professional golfer on a slower green.
Yeah.
For some reason, they can't figure it out. These defenses are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
They're so used to the game speed and to the ball speed, and these quarterbacks are forcing these balls into these little tight windows, and they're doing everything they can to get there. And now all of a sudden, when you got that little softball that floats in there, they're overrunning it. They're jumping, and then they're up in the air forever. And then they're on their way back down, and now the ball's going over their head.
Just perfect. It's seriously, you could definitely tell that dude's a math major, and I really think that he studied trajectory. during hops, like, I'm not going to be able to throw as far, but if I get the perfect trajectory on all these throws, then it's not going to matter what my arm strength is because it's going to land to the spot that I needed to on time.
Uh-huh.
And I really think that his geeky ass did that.
Well, I think there's a lot of quarterbacks that do that.
Yeah,
but
not like him. No,
he's doing it. He's doing it right now a lot for this season. But you want to talk about Hail Marys? You don't throw a laser out there on a Hail Mary.
Yeah, that's true.
You throw the ball over the barn. You throw that ball in Dallas, and you try and hit the scoreboard because you want that thing to just come landing right straight down in the end zone.
Yeah,
you give your guys the opportunity to go up at the highest point. You throw a laser on a line, it's going to sail out of the end zone and into the stands, and your guys don't get a chance at it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do what Rodgers did against the Lions.
Yeah.
That ball's got to go so far up in the air that when it's coming down, it's coming straight down.
Yeah. And I think that's what he's doing, man.
I agree with you. I think that he learned
pretty softballs.
He learned what he needed
placed.
To do to be able to get comfortable with his arm and just throw the ball the way that he needed to throw it.
And so it's not a hindrance on his talent.
Uh-huh. And so that he can still be successful and continue to have a career.
They still do need to stop having him run routes. I've seen him run a couple like actual routes.
They're trying to lacerate his spleen again.
I think Jacoby Brissett was trying to get him hurt last week on purpose.
Yeah.
I
need to get in this game.
Where was this line last year?
Right.
Let me get some Quentin Nelson here.
Yeah.
I can show you what I could do.
Yeah.
He ain't that good.
Yeah.
Let me get this line. Let me not get sacked for 5 games. Man, it's crazy out here. All right.
Well, you know what else is crazy?
What?
How the hell are you right about those damn Seattle Seahawks? That's what's pissing me off, Marcus. I don't want to have to eat crow about this, man. I really don't want to.
You
want to
know how I'm right about the Seahawks? Because it's the one guy, man. I've been telling you.
I know.
It's Russell Wilson.
I don't want you to be right about this.
Russell Wilson is he's the man, bro. I'm telling you, he's the other elite guy that we always forget. He's the elite guy. You got Aaron Rodgers, you got Drew Brees, you got Tom Brady,
Big Ben,
Phillip Rivers. You got to put Russell in there, dude. You got to, Chris.
Yeah.
You got to put Russell in there.
I don't
at
wanna.
This point, there's no reason why this team should be 6-5.
No, well, zero.
Only elite They're quarterbacks awful. Could lead this team to a 6-5.
They're awful. This is a bad team.
And even when they're down, he's just making the throw. He's making amazing throws when they're down. Fourth down, he makes a check.
Oh, my God. No, fourth down against Carolina where he throws the ball in the end zone that has no business being caught. Touchdown, tie game. Screw that.
and then he threw another perfect deep ball to Tyler Lockett.
Yeah.
In between, right in the honey hole between the cover two, Chris. Come on, man. Those are some big-time throws, Chris.
They are.
Because you know what's happening? Is he's getting a little bit of time. That
has a lot to do with the fact that they've gone back to their Marshawn Lynch equation, where it's pound the ball. Russell, you make the throw when you need to, not what they, as soon as they lost Marshawn, what they had to do was, oh, God, we know that you're not going to run the ball. We know you're not going to run the ball. So we're going to blitz you, and we're going to force Russell out of the pocket, and he's going to run for his life.
Yeah.
And all we got to do is fall on his ankle one time.
Fall on his ankle one time.
And then he's going to limp his way through the rest. And he's still got to carry. He's still got to put the team on his back.
Yeah.
And he still does it, too.
He does it. That's what I'm saying. He's doing it at a high level this year, though.
It's so irritating, man. is so irritating. This team should not be doing what it's doing.
And they're gonna be. That's the team that's gonna be dangerous in the playoffs too. Because he's Russell Wilson, man. At this point, like, there's nothing else we could say.
You're right.
I don't know what else to say about it. Like, he's getting a little bit of time, and he's showing you why he's a special talent, man. And nobody thought that, even when he was playing quarterback and, you know, he was winning those Super Bowls, I never thought he would be this good, to be honest.
No, I didn't either. And I never thought that he would be. I gave a lot of the credit to Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
I gave a lot of the credit to the Legion of Boone.
Mm-hmm.
And I refused to give credit to Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And now I still don't want to. But
you got to, man.
I got to.
And I think he's just...
Well, good
he's
for
having
him, though.
He's having a really good season.
Good for him, because he's been the same guy the whole way through.
Yeah.
He's been the same guy the whole way through. So, good for him. They are playing... Ugh, they're going to make me eat crow, Marcus.
They're going to make the playoffs, bro.
They will realistically, in my opinion... win three of their next five games. They'll get to 9 wins.
I still think they got a chance to win out.
They're not going to win
out. Russell Wilson in December. That's all I'm going to say.
Chris. They got to play Minnesota, and they got to play Kansas City. They're not winning out.
They can beat
Minnesota. They got the Niners.
They can beat Minnesota.
They got the Niners twice, and they got Arizona.
They could beat Minnesota and Kansas City.
They got Arizona. You know what? They could lose three of these next five because Arizona always beats them.
Arizona,
in
Chris.
Seattle.
Arizona lost to the Raiders, man.
I know. I'm just being a hater again. They had no business losing
that
game.
They're probably going to win 4 out of 5. I think they
no.
won. I think they beat the Vikings.
No.
Because, Chris, we talked about this before the show started.
Yeah, and I had to bite my tongue.
Who's going to implode? Who's going to implode?
Don't make me do this.
Who's going to implode, Chris?
Don't make me do this, Marcus.
Because the Vikings ain't got the easiest schedule in the world right now.
They got the Patriots, the Seahawks, the Dolphins, the Lions, and the Bears.
Mm. Implosion.
Man, I don't, man.
How many of those are home games?
See, that I don't know. That I don't know. That I'm not sure. Let me look.
See where these home games are coming for the Vikings.
I think the Bears game's at home. Didn't they already play? Wasn't that game in Chicago?
Oh, yeah. So the Bears game's at home.
That's week 17 at
Vikings,
home.
Patriots on the road. Patriots Seahawks is on the road.
Oh, God.
Bears is at home. And then, you know, Kirk Cousins, he would lose to the Dolphins.
Is it in Miami?
No, it's not.
It's at home.
But still, it's something he would do.
That's, well, they did that against Buffalo.
Because that line's still terrible. Because he's...
That's what kills me. That offensive line is terrible. That running game, they're not even trying to run the ball anymore. They're not. How can you not run the football?
It's like Kirk Cousins just brings everything bad with him. I feel like he just brings me. He's like a mediocre like bandwagon or something behind him, and he just brings it. It's like a backpack. Hey guys, I got my mediocre backpack with me. Ready to start the season? I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I don't know what it is.
Seattle might be doing better than I thought, but Kirk Cousins makes me feel better because I said immediately that this was the best thing. For everybody but the Vikings, having Kirk Cousins in there.
I just want to look at his pressure numbers real quick. Because he's like been under pressure like 40 a lot. And he's been playing really well. His rating's 87 under pressure. He's thrown 5 touchdowns. He's played really well under pressure. But it's going to catch up to them.
Yeah, because he's not going to be able to.
Yeah, it's going to catch up to them for sure. But it's going to catch up to him. And it's going to be some bad stuff. And I could see them imploding.
You're going to make me choose between two teams. Who's going to fall apart more? And I don't want to pick because I don't like both of them, Marcus. But you're right. You're right. If it's going to be between those two teams, between Seattle and Minnesota, who's going to fall apart more? It's going to be Minnesota.
It's going to be Minnesota.
It's going to be Minnesota. It pains me, Marcus, to say that.
It's going to be Minnesota, Chris. It is. They're good. They're good. That's the imploding team. If that's the team that's going to implode, just look at the schedule, and then all of Minnesota's going to implode. They're going to be asking for Case Keenum back after that.
Oh, for sure.
Oh man,
absolutely.
Paid that dude all that money.
Because they're going to have to keep paying him too. Because you're not gonna let him go. Was he had a 3-year deal, right?
And it's guaranteed.
All of it.
all of it.
He's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere.
That's the quarterback for the next 3 seasons.
Yes, absolutely.
They're in trouble.
So all these guys in the playoff hunt. Eagles, Seattle, Carolina, Washington, Minnesota. I throw the Packers in there, but yeah, like they're not as likely. The majority of those teams, all they do is fall apart.
Yeah, except the Seahawks.
Except the Seahawks.
Except the Seahawks. They're, not, they're Seahawks. Going. They're making the playoffs, Chris.
So right now, the playoff picture is the one seed is the Rams.
Yeah.
The two seeds is the Saints.
Uh-huh.
The three seeds is the Bears.
Yes.
Four seeds is the Lions. Dallas.
Yes.
Five seed is Minnesota.
Yes.
And the sixth seed is Washington.
Uh-huh.
Are both of those teams in the wild card picture making the playoffs?
I say Seattle's in, and I say, who's the other team?
I'll tell you the team that has the easiest path.
Yeah, okay.
They're playing the Cardinals, the Falcons, the Bears, the Jets, and the Lions.
You said the Packers.
That's the easiest path. It's the easiest path. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but the Eagles, they have to play the Redskins twice, Dallas.
Two wins.
They have to play Dallas.
They have to play
LA. Okay. And they have to play Houston.
Okay. That's a tough one. That's going to be
tough. That's tough. That's tough. Seattle, they got the Niners twice, the Cardinals once, the Chiefs, and the Vikings.
See, that's what I'm saying. They're going to win four of the next five.
Yeah. The Panthers have the Buccaneers, the Browns, the Saints twice, and the Falcons.
Yeah, they're not getting it.
The Redskins have the Eagles twice.
They're not getting in. I'm not even caring. Don't even read me the schedule. They're not getting in.
And then we already talked about the Vikings.
So I'm going Seahawks, and then I'm going, man, I don't know who the other team is.
You're going to go Eagles, aren't you?
I think so. I think the Eagles can still win the division. So maybe the Cowboys get in. I think one of the NFC East teams get in.
So there's going to be two teams for the NFC East and two teams for the NFC West.
Yeah, and I think Cowboys get to go into Chicago, and we're going to watch a 10-7 game. And then
you're not wrong. You're not wrong. That defense can whoop the crap out of Trubisky.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, all you got to do is blitz Trubisky. I mean, that's
yeah.
I would blitz his ass every down.
Absolutely.
Every third.
I would send. I would send Jalen.
Yeah.
And then let
LVE just
yeah. Bait him. Just wait.
Just bait him.
Just wait. Just sit there. Just wait. Bait
him. Or send Jalen and then drop somebody. Oh yeah, Mitch is so easy.
Send Jalen and Lawrence and drop the other defensive end.
Pick six. Yeah, that would be super easy. All right. Yeah. So I don't know about I just think the Bears get home field. They're gonna mess around.
They're not
gonna
get home field.
With the Super Bowl.
One and two is New Orleans and LA. That's one and two. And Lord help us if New Orleans gets the one seed.
Lord help us.
Because that is it. That's the team coming out of the NFC.
It's over.
If they get the one seed, it's over.
If they lose a home playoff game, that is one of the biggest upsets of all time. I don't care what anybody says.
I agree with you.
That's one of the biggest
upsets. I agree with you. It doesn't matter who goes in there. If somebody goes in there and beats them, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
On the road
in New Orleans. Against this team.
With that crowd.
The year that Drew Brees wins the MVP. No.
No way.
No, it's not happening.
That would be crazy. Uh-uh. All right, Chris. We got a couple more things. Let's do some quick hitters. Bortles got benched.
Final. And a real benching, not the fake one that they did earlier. Man,
if they did, do you know about the Teddy trade they were offered? You ever heard about that?
No.
They got offered Teddy Bridgewater for Dante Fowler straight up. And they didn't take it in August.
Wow. Didn't they cut Fowler?
They traded him anyways, yeah.
I knew he got traded. I didn't know if he was traded to L.A. He ended up in L.A.
Yeah.
But that was a trade?
Yeah, they traded him to L.A.
For nothing, too.
For nothing, yeah. They could have had Teddy Bridgewater. And Teddy, he would have
done better than Bortles.
Hell yeah.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hell yeah.
I can guarantee you Fournette isn't getting suspended if you got Teddy in there.
Oh, man.
What an idiot.
I can't believe they didn't take that trade. If you're trying to get rid of Fowler anyways, like that's my problem with the whole Jags. If you guys had that much belief in Blake, you should still be playing. Why bench him?
Because they don't have that much belief in him. They never had that much belief in him in the first place.
Because how do you turn down that trade?
Because they thought they had that much belief in Fowler.
Or the defense. Maybe they thought the defense is going to carry us again to the Super Bowl.
That's exactly what they thought.
Stupid cover
man.
That's exactly what they thought. They thought they were giving Fowler this year to get himself to what they thought that he would be. And they got halfway through the season. They're like, huh, well, that was a mistake. Which I bet you Coughlin's sitting there kicking himself.
Yeah, Coughlin has to be.
Or he's still just so enamored with Eli that he's just waiting on that. He's like, I don't need Teddy. I got Eli coming.
I got Eli.
That's what it is. He's either kicking himself
Eli's
right now.
Eli's going there right now.
Right?
Eli's going there for sure.
What about a trade for Flacco?
Ooh, that's a good one. Because we all know Joe Flacco's done in Baltimore.
So that's what I want to get to also.
Okay.
We're going to do some quick hitters.
Okay.
Lamar, how many interceptions did he throw last week?
He threw two.
You want that to happen in the playoffs? You know what they're doing right now with Joe? You know what's going to happen with Joe? He's going to be injured. Joe's going to be injured until Lamar loses a game for him.
Lamar Jackson's interceptions last week were typical rookie quarterback interceptions. So I'm not going to get that. One of them, he didn't see the safety underneath.
Mm-hmm.
That's a rookie quarterback. Josh right. Rosen, Sam Darnold.
Sure.
They're all going to do that.
Sure.
The other one is just Michael. That was good. It was just a great play by Garyon Conley. So I'm not going to put both. I think both those interceptions were kind of just rookie things, and mm-hmm. I thought he played actually pretty well as quarterback.
Well, then I'll tell you that's why. That's why Joe Flacco still has a hip injury this week.
Of course. But my thing is with the Ravens, which scares the hell out of me, and which should scare the rest of all the NFL, is the way that they run the ball now.
Well, they're finally getting back to it.
They played with the Raiders last week. No, like, I gotta get this crazy. They played with the Raiders last week, right? They came out, hey Lamar, you know, let's get you some warm ups. Let's get you get your passes going, because they didn't run the ball the whole first half. He passed the ball like 20 times. They're trying to get him warmed up, trying to see what he could do. Yeah, he has great throws and he has some bad ones. It's kind of, you know, he looked like a rookie. He's a rookie quarterback. Mm-hmm. So second game, learning the field, right? They play with the Raiders, and you know they're still up 13-10. Right, mm-hmm. They came back out, bro, and they were like, "Okay, so now let's do what we really want to do." And they went one drive. He threw the ball twice, and he's either keeping it, and you're trying to find him, or he's giving it to Gus Edwards, and Gus Edwards is getting 6 yards.
I was so mad, man. I played against Edwards this last week. He had the sneakiest 120 yards that I've ever seen,
bro. It was just like It's either because he's so good at the zone read, too. You got to understand that. He's so good at keeping that ball last second.
Mm-hmm.
And if you make the right wrong decision, he's going to pull it.
And he's gone.
And the thing is that he didn't take any hits this game. He was just running out of bounds. He was just 8 yards out of bounds. Okay. Or I'll give it to Gus. That's 6 yards. Or I'll keep it 8 yards out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go with him? Oh, give it to Gus. Oh, that's 7 yards. Oh, you don't want to go with Gus? Go with me. Out of bounds, right?
And you're right.
And it was, and then every once in a while, okay, I'd throw a little nice little seam route up the middle
to Andrews.
Andrews. Uh-huh. All right, that's nice. That's nice. And then, you know, we just keep it going that way, and that's how we're gonna do it. And they just ran you over, and it kind of reminded me of Colin Kaepernick and the 49ers.
Okay.
That really, and I've been talking about this.
Yes,
about
you have.
The grooming.
And who's that offensive coordinator?
It's actually Roman's there, but he's not the coordinator. It's Marty.
But he brought that.
He's got to be consulting.
Absolutely,
100%.
Absolutely.
But that's what that reminds me of, Chris.
Yeah.
And that's why the Ravens scared the hell out of me, because they shouldn't scare the NFL, because if he gets in that playoffs and he has a couple games where he's just running all over everybody, and they're not going to be ready for it.
It's going to be what RG3 did in his rookie year, too.
Yeah. That's the same thing Kaepernick did. Kaepernick, his first game, I mean, he's running all over everybody. So mm-hmm. it's one of those things where I could just see him going to the playoffs and breaking Kaepernick's rushing record. Like having like a classic 200.
Didn't he have 230 yards?
Who? Kaepernick had 180.
180?
Yeah.
What did I get 230?
Probably, from? Like, I don't know. Maybe that was total yards. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe. Probably. Probably. It was against the Packers. I know that.
Yeah. So I can see him breaking. I can see like Lamar doing some crazy shit, stuff like that, and mm-hmm. breaking all of Kaepernick's rushing records mm-hmm. in the playoffs.
Yeah.
If he gets in and they let him do it, because I'm telling you, it's going to be hard for teams to stop. They're not going to be able to figure it out this year. There's no way.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you what.
They're not going to figure out the next six, 7 weeks.
I'm going to tell you what. Joe Flacco will remain injured until something happens on the extreme for Lamar Jackson.
Like a really bad game, like a four-pick game or something.
If he falls apart, throws three interceptions, and they lose, Flacco's not hurt anymore.
Yeah, I just don't see that happening. Because, like I said, the way he was passing was like a rookie. Like, if you're going to talk about he can't pass, you might as well say Josh Rosen can't pass, because I was live.
No, yeah,
and
you're right.
I watched Josh Rosen go
9-20. You're right.
You know?
You're right.
So.
No, yeah, he's going to have his rookie moments. I totally agree with you. And that's why I'll still say temper the expectations. But I completely agree with you with, you know, there was some success there. There were some rookie moments there. They're going to take the rookie moments.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as it's a little bit more than the rookie moments,
yeah,
then Flacco's not hurt anymore.
That's true. That's true.
That's what's going to happen.
Another rookie is playing really well is Baker Mayfield, though. Baker Mayfield is playing out of his mind.
Well,
right
he's glad that he doesn't have a fake man in his life anymore.
What do you think about that, Chris? What do you think of the whole him calling out Hugh? And
He did that because Todd Haley ran that offense the way that Todd Haley wanted to run the offense.
Yeah.
And it was up to Hugh Jackson to step in and say, no, 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 no. This is how we're going to do it.
Yeah.
And Hugh probably talked a big game to Baker.
Like he was.
And then when he went to Todd, he backed Todd.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a little two-faced to Baker. And I think that's where he's getting the fake from.
Okay.
And I think it really pissed Baker off that not only when he was fired that he got a job right away, but he got a job right away.
With Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's just kind of dumb. I think he should just let it go.
He will. It's not Baker that's carrying it.
Yeah.
It's the media that's carrying it.
The media is carrying it.
They're going to take that and run with it. But I understand where he's coming from and with the remarks that he made. And Haley's gone too. And, oh, 9 touchdowns to 1 interception ratio. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, because they made the offense a lot more simpler for him.
Yeah, well, and they kind of did some things that he was used to and
exactly.
What he was doing in Oklahoma. So when they talked to Hugh about doing stuff like that earlier in the season, why didn't Hugh do that stuff? Because Hugh didn't have any control. Todd Haley's going to come in and run whatever the hell he wants to run.
Yeah.
That's why he got run out of Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
Because as soon as they were not playing well, Todd Haley got knocked out of there.
Yeah.
Todd Haley, the only way that he's going to have success in the NFL is if he's the head coach and it's his team and he can say, this is my offense and this is what we're going to run.
Exactly.
He was a head coach, right?
Didn't he get the Chiefs?
He got the head coaching job, and as soon as he did that, it was his way, and that was it. And if there was any weakness that he saw in after he left there, and he had to go back to being an offensive coordinator, any weakness that he saw in the head coach, he took advantage of, and he was going to do things his way.
Yeah, well, we should have known he wasn't a good coach because he gave Matt Castle like $80 million. So He fell in love with the Matt Castle sweepstakes. So
yes,
we all can see how that went.
Yes, he did.
But Baker's been playing really, really well. He's been carrying that Browns team to
a
couple
wins.
Well,
let's be honest. Who have they played? They've played some very bad defensive teams. So some very bad
Falcons, yeah.
Some very bad passing defenses.
100%.
So it's a little bit of both. He's got a little bit of relief in what they're actually running. Nick Chubb is playing very well behind him, so it's not all on his shoulders. And you know, they're just the quality of who they're playing isn't there too. So there's a lot of things that are adding up for him for where he's having some success.
Oh, Kareem Hunt's done for the season. There goes my fantasy team.
They suspended him?
Yeah, he's on the exempt list.
Wow.
God damn, right before the playoffs, man. I guess I shouldn't care about my fantasy team. I know. Marcus is terrible. He cares about his fantasy team over the woman getting hit in the face. I know, guys. I know how you feel. I know. Just go ahead, judge me. Judge me right now. I'm still mad. I put $100 into this.
Marcus, I think you're having the same reaction that every fan.
I know, but I had it on radio. I might have to cut that out. I don't know. All right. All right, Chris. I mean, we're at an hour, so I think we're pretty good. I'm going to have to go figure out a replacement. I'm going to have to try to get Spencer Ware before somebody else does.
Oh, that's a good idea. I got to go pick him up too, huh?
I
already have two
doing that right now.
In all of my leagues.
I'm trying to. We're gonna find Ware, and hopefully he's available. Oh, there he is. I'm adding that.
Here we go. I don't need him on that team.
Just go ahead. Oh, they're allowing us to drop Kareem Hunt now. Okay. All right, and we're good.
And we're good.
All right. So we got that all set up. Make sure you guys, like I said. Spotify, hit the search button, type in Little Pocket Awareness, hit the download, add it to your queue, so we pop up every week. iTunes.
We're going to get it every week for you guys, too.
A little pocket awareness. A
little pocket awareness.
Hit the subscribe button, and then it'll pop up every week. So make sure you guys check us out on Spotify, iTunes. We're going to keep pumping you out these every week. We're almost at draft times. We're going to be talking about the crappy draft quarterbacks pretty soon. I'm not that excited about that.
Let's give it a little time. We're getting closer. We're getting closer
to we debate average third-round quarterbacks and who's going to get taken in the first round. That's the debate that we're about to have. Yay. and it's funny. I'm about to go to the Senior Bowl in January, and everybody's so hyped about Brett Rypien from Boise State. I haven't watched him yet, so I'm being very judgy, but
I've watched some of his games. Are they excited about him, or are they excited about that last name?
People think he's an NFL quarterback, bro.
Well, because his dad was an NFL quarterback.
I don't know. People are super hyped. They really think he's going to be a good NFL quarterback. I don't know, though. Yeah. I haven't really watched him, so I'm not going to. I have to, watch him,
mm-hmm.
kind of chart him a little bit, see what I think. I still got to chart these quarterbacks, man. I really don't look forward to watching Drew Lock. I don't look forward to that. Man, it's going to be a rough draft season. I'm just not excited about any of these guys, man. Besides Tyree Jackson, I don't think he's even going to come out.
Well, they're going to...
Herbert might even come out.
They're going to pump people up here soon. You know ESPN and all those draft boards, they're going to start jumping on the QB train, and we're going to get at least two that go in the first round.
Top 10, yeah.
It's going to happen.
Probably.
It's going to happen.
Probably Daniel. I still think Tyree has a chance. I think Tyree gets in there.
Hey,
people are going to see that size. They're going to see that arm. They're going to start watching that tape.
I hope so because you're the one that broke it here first. That's the guy. You're the one that broke it here first.
I really think it's going to happen. But all the rest of them, I don't know, man. I don't know. All right, anyways, guys. We'll get into me crying about college quarterbacks in about a month from now. But we'll see you next week. We're going to start pumping these out for you guys. We're pumping them out.
We're going to try and put them out a little earlier.
Yeah, exactly. And get earlier. This going for you all throughout the week so you could catch up on your listens and not have to rush your listen on Saturday.
Yeah,
right?
No.
So we're going to get out of here. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoying the week 13 games. And we'll see you later. We're out.